This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, April 1st. God's word to you today is for love's sake. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans 8 verse 5 from the Amplified Version, and it says, "But God clearly shows and proves his own love for us by the fact that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." God wants you to be his friend. He's not interested in religion. God wants a relationship with you. Do you know why you are here right now and not 6 feet under? Do you know why you are not in other horrible places that you could possibly be in today? You're here today because God wants to love you. You were made because God wants to love you. I will tell you why it may not feel like that is the case. It is because you never knew. But now you know God wants to love you. Are you going to accept him? Are you going to open your arms wide and receive his love? Or are you going to keep turning back? Or are you going to keep turning your back? It does not matter whether you're Jewish or Buddhist or Muslim or Catholic or Baptist or Pentecostal. Whatever you think you are does not matter. All that matters is that God wants to love you. Colossians 3 verse 11 says, "In this new life, one's nationality or race or education or social position is unimportant. Such things mean nothing. Whether a person has Christ is what matters, and he is equally available to all." This is taken from the Living Bible. God is equally available to you here and now. So what should you do? Respond, open your heart to him. Some of us have been hurt by some fake Christians or some fake pastors that have tried to swindle or have swindled us. One of my spiritual daughters told me a story. This happened when she was about to travel by road. Here in Nigeria, we have what I would call professional pastors. They usually hang around cross-country bus stations, and once passengers have taken their seats, they come to the bus to preach and pray and then take an offering. A lot of Christians are sentimental about the name of Jesus. So when someone comes to you and says, "Peace be unto you in the name of Jesus," you want to respond. These professional pastors prey on emotions. She said she had taken her seat on the bus, and of course the preacher came. She had her head bowed all through his preaching, and she did not engage him in any way. Her confidence was in God and not in what the man was saying. She said that at the end, when the man began to collect an offering, he must have thought she was asleep and woke her up for her to give hers. She asked him if the offering is more important than the word. After all, he did not wake her to hear the word, but he woke her to give an offering. Most of us are familiar with all sorts of scams going on. However, what I'm saying is, do not ever let the stupidity of anyone keep you from the reality of your God. Do not let what one pastor said, or one supposed evangelist said, or what a Christian did keep you away from the reality of your God. God is alive, God loves you, and God wants to be with you. Psalm 34 verse 8 says, "Open your eyes and see how good God is. Blessed are you who run to him." This is taken from the Message translation. I pray that you will run to him today. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song.
Oh Lord, your tenderness melting all my bitterness, oh Lord, I receive your love. Oh Lord, your loveliness changing all my ugliness, oh Lord, I receive your love.
Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.